Today's shiur is a Masech Yevamos on Daf Pei Gimel. We will begin on Daf Pei Beis Amid Beis with the last two words on the Amid, Amar Rav. A brief Hakdama. We learned in our Mishnah on Daf Pei Aleph Amid Aleph, Rab Yosef Rab Shimon Oimrim Androgynous Koyin, Shanas Abbas Yisroel, Machila Betruma, that if a Koyin was an androgynous, and an androgynous is an androgyny, which a Tosfos Yontif on the Mishnah explains in the name of the Sefer HaTishbi, that this comes from a Greek word, andri, which means a man, a male, and ginus, which means a female. And this Koyin, the case of our Mishnah, has simone zachrus and nakvus. He has simonim of both a zocher and an akeva. And we had in the Gemara before that this is a question, what his status is. Does he have a din of a zocher? Does he have a din of a nekeva? Or is he, in fact, a beria b'fnei atzmai? He's a suffix zocher, suffix nekeva. Rav Yossi and Rav Shimon and our Mishnah said that this androgynous kayin, who married a bas Yisrael, he could be meichel her betruma. Resh Lakish and Rabbi Yochan had a machlokas in what the sheet of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon is. Resh Lakish felt that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon are speaking only about Truma Bizman Azeh, which is the Rabbanon. So since the androgynous is a suffix, what his status is, and the Isser for Azar to eat the Truma Bizman Azeh is only mid Rabbanon, so we would be makel and allow the Isha of a Kayan androgynous to eat Truma. But if Truma would be Daraisa, then in fact Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon would not allow the Bas Yisrael to eat Truma for her, because of her husband, the androgynous. However, Rabbi Yochanan disagreed, and Rabbi Yochanan holds that even if Truma is Daraisa, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon would hold that the Bas Yisrael is able to eat Truma because the androgynous has a halacha of a zocher vadai, and therefore the Bas Yisrael can eat even if Truma is the araisa. And now let us begin today's daf. Omer Rav, said Rav, as we turn to daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, Leisa lemasnisin mekame braisa. Leisa lemasnisin, we have to push away the Mishnah because of a braisa. The Mishnah has no standing. The Braisa is a Tosefta. And Rav is of the opinion, like Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon were being matur, even Truma Daraisa, because the androgynous has a halachic status of a Vadai Zohar. However, we find a Tosefta which disagrees with our Mishnah. And there Rabbi Yosef's sheet is different. The Sanya we learned in the Tosefta, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, androgynous beri b'fnei atzmahu. Here Rabbi Yossi says that androgynous, in fact, is a unique, his own creation. He is a Sofik Zohar, Sofik Nekeva. V'loi hichriu boi chachomim im Zohar im Nekeva. The chachomim did not come to a conclusion whether he is a Zohar or he is a Nekeva. And therefore, said Rav, we have to push away what Rabbi Yossi says in our Mishnah because of what Rabbi Yossi said in the Braisa, and we have to give the androgynous a halacha of a suffix zacher, suffix nekeva, and therefore Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon were only permitting the Bas Yisrael to eat Truma b'zman hazeh when Truma is drabbanan. Ask the Gemara, Adarabba, Leisa l'Braisa mekame masnisen. Whenever we have a machlokas between a Mishnah and a Braisa, the Mishnah, which Rebbe was a redactor of, has more prominence than the Braisa. So why do you, Rav, say that we have to push away the Mishnah because of the Braisa? Adarabba, we should push away the Braisa because of the Mishnah. And the Gemara answers, Mid the Shafke Rabbi Yose, Lebar Zuge, since in our Mishnah we had two shitas that held the same way, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. And in the Braisa, we find that it was only Rabbi Yossi who said that it's a beri b'fnei atzmai. And the Rosh adds that the Tosefta was written after the Mishnah. Therefore, we can conclude that Rabbi Yossi had charata, as Rashi points out, if the Tosefta would have mentioned Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon together, then, in fact, we could say it's Tanoihi. It's a machloikis Tanoim, exactly what the Shita of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon is, and therefore we would follow the normal procedure of pushing away the Brisa, the Tosefta, because of the Mishnah. But since here we find in the Tosefta only the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, so it's not a machlokas tanoim exactly what Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon Shita is. Therefore, since, as the Rosh says, the Tosefta was written after the Brisa, the Tosefta was written after the Mishnah, therefore we're going to push away the Mishnah and say that l'chatchila Rabbi Yossi held like his partner Rabbi Shimon that the androgynous has a din of avadei zachar. But later he retracted from that position, and in the Brisa, in the Tosefta, he held that he has a din of a suffix zacher, and therefore his wife will only be able to eat truma bismanazeh when it's the rabbanit. The Rambam in Hilcha Shofer Perek Beis Halacha Beis paskins like this opinion of Rav, that the Brisa is the Iker, and the Rambam has an interesting psak when we compare a tumtum to an adroigness. The Rambam first tells us, Kol mi she'ein a chayiv bedover, and it might say it's a chayiv yedei chavasa. Anyone who's not obligated in the mitzvah cannot be motzi someone who is chayiv in the mitzvah. Lefikach, isha oy katan, shetaka b'shoifer, a woman or a katan who blew a shofar, hashemei a man lo yotze, the one who heard the tkiyah shofar is not yotze. If the one who heard is a bar chiyuva, he cannot be yotze from the tkiyah of a woman or a katan who are potter from the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar. Continues the Rambam, androgynous moitzi es minoi, ve'enoi moitzi es she'enoi minoi. An androgynous can be moitzi another, a fellow androgynous, but however he cannot be moitzi a zocher, for example. Tumtum ain't a mitzi, loyas mina v'leish ain't a minoi. If we contrast tumtum to androgynous, here the Rambam says that a tumtum, not only can he not be mitzi ain't a minoi, a zocher, he cannot be mitzi even a fellow tumtum. And what is the explanation of the Rambam? Why is there this distinction between a tumtum and an androgynous? So the pshat is because a tumtum is an individual suffix on each tumtum. He is a suffix zacher, suffix nekeva. His makam erva is covered with skin, and therefore we don't know if he has a aver of a zacher or he has nakvus. And therefore, he, in fact, if we would take away that skin, we would see that the tumtum is a nekeva. And the other tumtum, if we take away the skin, we would see that he's a zocher. And therefore, if the first tumtum blew the shofar, he could not be mitzi the second tumtum. It's an akeva who would be trying to be mitzi a zocher, which the Rambam told us cannot be, because the akeva is not chayiv in the mitzvah. So therefore, each tumtum is an individual suffix, and therefore the tumtum cannot be mitzi a vadei zocher, and he can't be mitzi even a fellow tumtum, for he might be a zacher, and the other tumtum might be he might be in a cave, and the other tumtum would be a zacher. However, in the case of androgynous, he's a beri b'fnei atzmoi, and therefore einach nami cannot be moitzi she'ena mina. He cannot be moitzi a zacher because he's a suffix zacher, suffix nekeva. But whatever he is, every other androgynous in the world is in the same suffix, and therefore he can be moitzi mina. He can be moitzi another androgynous. Because whatever he is, if he's a zacher, and the other androgynous is a zacher, and it's a chayiv being moitzi a chayiv, and if he's in a keva, and he's potter, or she is potter, then the other androgynous is also in a keva. So in the case of androgynous, the androgynous could be moitzi minoi. Continues the Gemara, Ushmuel Amar, Shmuel disagrees with Rav, and Shmuel says, Leisa lebraisa mekamei masnisen, that we push away the braisa, we follow the standard procedure that the Mishnah is more chashuv than the braisa, and we go after the Mishnah, and the Mishnah said that according to Rabbi Yochanan, we're going in the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan against Rish Lakish, that Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, and the Mishnah hold that it's a Vadei Zachar, and therefore the Kohen could be Machal, his wife, even Truma de Araisa. Ask the Gemara, Adarabba, Leislam Astisi Mekabi Braisa. We should push away the Mishnah in, because of the Braisa. Da Shamina Leila Shmuel, the Chai Shulchido. As Rashi brings down on Daf Mem Aleph in Masech Yavamis, we learned that Shmuel was chayish for Yechidah, where it's a Chumrah. And here, if we will follow the Braisa, it's a Chumrah, because we're not allowing the Kohen to feed his wife, the Bas Yisrael, Truma da Araisa. So if you're chayish l'chidah for a minority opinion, why are we not chayish here for the Braisa, the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, that it's a berry b'fnei atzmai? The Gemara answers, Hani mili ki loimis akramas nisin. When do you follow a minority opinion? That's only if we will not uproot a Mishnah. Avol ki mis akramas nisin, but where you're going to uproot a Mishnah, like in our case, you're going to have to push away the Mishnah because of the Braisa, loi chayish. There, even Shmuel is not chayish for the Das Yechidah, and that's why Shmuel said in our case that we push away the Braisa because of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is the Iker, that it has a halacha of a Vadei Zachar. So at the end of our piece of Gemara here, we have a machloikis Rav and Shmuel. Is the Iker, the Braisa, the way Rav holds that the androgynous is a Suffolk Zachar, Suffolk Nekeva, that's the Shita of Rabbi Yossi? Or is the halacha like Shmuel says, like our Mishnah, that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon hold, the androgynous has a din of a Vadai Zachar? Continues the Gemara, Amrei Bei Rav, in the Beis HaMedrash of Rav. They said, Mishmei de Rav, in the name of Rav, and as we will see on Amid Beis, and so also the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis, that wherever it says Amrei Bei Rav, it means Rav Huna. Rav Huna says in the name of Rav, Halacha Karabi Yossi Bandroigenes Ubar Kava. We now are going to have two opinions of Rav and Shmuel. When do we paskin like Rabbi Yossi? Rav says, the Bay Rav, Rav Hunan, the name of Rav, says that we paskin like Rabbi Yossi in two cases. And what are those two cases? One is our sugya of androgynous, and the second is harkova, which is grafting, not negea klayim, because here we're speaking about grafting one tree to another when it's min b'mina, it's the same kind of tree. This is a halacha negei shvius, as the Gemara will soon explain. Ushmul Amar, and Shmuel says, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi in two other halachas, bekoshi, concerning dam, that a isha sees, and it's during labor, it's caused by labor pains, ubekiddush, and negeya, the halachas of klaya kerem, whereas the bottom line in Rashi on our Amid brings down the pasuk, loshen pentigdash, when the Torah speaks about an isser of klaya kerem, of klaim pertaining to a vineyard, it uses the word tigdash. And therefore, our Gemara, going in that same way, says the word kiddush. Here we're referring to the isser of klaim, as the Gemara will explain the exact case where the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, Shmuel Amar, Bekoshi, Ubekiddush. And now the Gemara is going to explain the four cases that were brought down by Rav and Shmuel. Androgynous, Hodamorin. When Rav said that looks like Rabbi Yossi, Benegea, the Indian of Androgynous, it's our sugya right here. But we have a Machlaikis Rishonim, exactly what the Gemara means at this point, that Androgynous, Hodamorin. Rashi and Tosfos say that that although Rav at the top of our Amid said that the halacha is like the Braisa against the Mishnah, the halacha is that it's a, according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, it's a suffix, or at least the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, as we saw in the Tosefta, that androgynous is a suffix zachar. The sheet of Rav Hunan, the name of Rav, is different than it was quoted before in the name of Rav, and Rav Hunan, Bishmeder Rav, will hold, in fact, like the sheet of Shmuel in our sugya, that the Iker is the Mishnah, that the androgynous has a din of a Vadei Zachar. And Rashi and Tosfos both say, why is this so? Because the four cases that Rav and Shmuel bring to our attention, that the halachas like Rabbi Yossi, all quote Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, just like our Mishnah did. In the Tosefta, it was only Rabbi Yossi alone. So following the pattern of all these four cases, Rashi and Tosefta say that the Bei Rav, Mishmei de Rav, hold the halacha is like our Mishnah, where both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon are quoted. Another strong raya that Tosefta brings in Divrei Maskil Halacha K'Rabbi Yossi is that on Amud Beis, as we mentioned, Bei Rav is Rav Huna. And there, there's a shal in the Girsa, as we'll see on Amud Beis. The Girsa in our Gemara is Rav Yehuda, but the Girsa of Roiv Rishonim, as Rav Kiv Eger brings down in the Gilgan Hashas on Amud Beis, he quotes this Tosfos of Halacha K'Rabbi Yossi, that Rabbi Yossi says, that the Tosfos says the Girsa is Rav Huna. Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, that androgynous chayov nolav skila, that if a zocher has relationship with an androgynous from the back, the androgynous is treated like a vaday zocher, and therefore the one who had relationship with the androgynous would be chayiv skila. So we see clearly that Rav Hunan, in the name of Rav, his shita is that an androgynous has a halacha of vaday zocher. This is Shita's Rashi and Tosfos in Rav Huna in the name of Rav. However, the Rashba quotes Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rif, and we also saw that in the Rambam in Hilchas Shofar that we quoted before, and so we find the Rambam in many other places in the Rambam that has the same Shita, that androgynous is Ber Yibifnei Atzmai, and they learn the sugya right here, that it's not a machloikis in what Rav held, that Rav Huna is arguing against the first way we brought down Rav. No, that Rav Huna, in the name of Rav, is saying identically, and the Lushan fits him better, according to these Rishonim, adroying this Hodam Moran, that Rav Shita remains consistent, that Leisvul must need some Kamei Brisa. The Iker is the Tosefta. That Rabbi Yossi had charata from what he said in the Mishnah, and Rabbi Yossi's final opinion is Suffolk Zacher, Ber Yibifnei Atzmai, Androgynous Hadam Aron. The Rav says, the halachas of Rabbi Yossi, the way Rav quoted at the top of our Amud in the name of the Tosefta. And there's no machloikis in what the Shita of Rav is. The Bei Rav, Rav Huna, is consistent with what the Gemara said at the top of the Yomid. That Rabbi Yossi Shita is that an androgynous is a Suffolk Zacher. Now Shmuel disagrees, and Shmuel clearly holds that the halach is like our Mishnah, that it has a halach of Vaday Zacher. And when you have a Machlaikis, Rav and Shmuel, we follow Rav by Beisurim. And that's why, in fact, the Rambam LaHalacha, as we saw in Hilchas Shofar, a Perik Beis, Halacha Beis, paskins that androgynous is a suffix and he cannot be Moitzi, Shein, and Minoi. Continues the Gemara, explaining the other three cases. Harkova, what is the Halacha that Rav said? The Halacha falls Rabbi Yossi in Harkova. This now we learned in the Mishnah in Perik Beis of Shvius. A Noitin, you cannot plant a tree, ve'en ma'av richet, and you cannot bend a vine into the ground and cover it up so that a new vine will grow in that place. Ve'en markivna, you cannot graft one tree to another, even though they're both the same kind. There's no shaila of klayim here, but rather there's an issue of doing melacha on shvius. You cannot do that, says the Mishnah, erev shvius, before shvius, less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, because it'll come out that the tree, there's klita, that the harkava or the mavrichin or the noitin will take effect in Shvius, and it's considered as if you did a malacha during Shvius, because it takes 30 days, at least 30 days, for the klita, for this action that you did in the vine or in the tree to take effect. V'im nata v'hivrich v'hirkev. And what happens if you did plant or you bent the vine in the ground or you did do grafting? Yakar. You have to uproot it because you did an isser. It's considered you did malacha during shrius. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and he says, kol harkova, sheina kaletas. b'shloisha yamim, any harkava, any grafting, or for that matter, any mavrichin or noitin that doesn't take place within 3 days, shuv enikolatis, it won't happen after 3 days. So Rabbi Yehuda's sheet is that it doesn't take 30 days for klita to happen, but rather it takes only 3 days. And therefore, if a person, for example, would do this malacha 5 days before his Shemitah, he would have no problem. He's not doing malacha during Shemitah. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon, Imrim, now here comes the pair, the opinion of this shutvas here between Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Shimon. They hold shtei shabbosais, that the time period is 2 weeks. If somebody did it before 2 weeks, they would not be over. And if someone did it within 2 weeks of Shemitah, then they, in fact, would have to uproot it. V'yomer Rav Nachman, Omer Rabba Bar Avua. Rav Nachman, in the name of Rabba Bar Avua, said that we have to add to each shita that was mentioned above 30 more days, because there is a concept of Tosfos Shvi'is, that you have to stop doing malacha 30 days before Shvi'is. As Rashi brings down the pasuk which from which the Gemara in Masechet Moed Katan learns this from, Mi becharish ubekotzer tishbois, the pashas of the pasuk is speaking about Shabbos, but the Gemara there in Moed Katan on Daf Gimel Amud Beis learns it concerning Shemitah, that one has to stop doing malacha with plowing or reaping 30 days before Shemitah, because of the concept of Tosfos Shvi'is. So, L'divrei Omer Shloishim, if you say you have to stop 30 days before, that's how long Klita takes place, Tzor Shloishim Vishloishim, then you'll in fact have to stop doing Malacha 60 days before, 30 for a Tosfos Shvi'is, and then another 30 to make sure that the Klita doesn't take place within the 30 days of Tosfos Shvi'is before Rosh Hashanah. According to the Mandi Omer, who says that Rabbi Yehuda says that kol harkav she'ena kolatz b'shloisha yom shuv ena kolatz tzarech shloisha v'shloishim, then you'll need 33 days to make sure that the klita doesn't take place within Tosfos Shvi'is. L'divrei ha'omer shtei shabbosos, and according to Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon, who hold that it takes 2 weeks, tzarech shtei shabbosos v'shloishim, you'll need 2 weeks plus 30 days to make sure that the klita does not take place within Tosfos Shvi'is. So here we have the sheet of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Shimon that it's 2 weeks before Tosfos Shvi'is, and that is what Rav was referring to when he said that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi by androgynous uba harkava. This is the case of harkava negeya to shmita. Ushmuel Amar, Shmuel said there were two other cases that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, b'kayshi v'kiddush. Now, what are these two cases? Kaishi disnan. Kaishi, as we learned in a Mishnah, in Masechta Nida, and for this we need a brief Hagdama, that mid araisa, a Nida is Tomei for 7 days without Zayin Nekiyim. After Nidus is over, in the next 11 days, if she sees Dam, then she sees 3 days in a row, then she is a Zava Gedoyla, and she requires, after the dam stops, Zayin Nekiyim. However, if she had constant pain up till the moment of birth, any dam that she saw before that time, during the period where she had that Tsar, she is, even if it is not in the Zman Nidus, it's in the Zman Ziva, she would not have a halacha of a zava, and she does not have to count Zayin Nekiyim. If there is even a day of hefsik in the tsar, it's not constant, so the dam that she saw before the hefsik, before that lapse of tsar, that dam, if it's in the time of ziva, would have a halacha of dam ziva, and she would have to count Zayin Nekiyim. 7 days of cleanliness where she does not see any dam. However, the dam that would follow that stoppage of tsar, and if that dam was constant until the birth, that dam would not have a din of zivas, and there would not be a requirement of Zayin Nekiyim. Now, the machlokas in our Gemara pertains to how far back, how much time prior to the Leda can we attribute the dum that's coming out to the Leda and not to Zivas? We learn all this from a pasuk as Rashi brings down, Ki Yazoiv Zoiv Dama. And we learn that Dama Machmas Atzma V'loi Machmas Vlad. It has to be dum that comes out of the woman because of no other reason than she's seen dum in this man of Ziva. Then it has Allah of Ziva, and she has to count Zayin Nekiyim. But if it's Machmas Vlad, if there's another reason that the dam is coming out because of her pain of connected to a childbirth, then there's no halacha of Zivas. Says the Gemara, quoting the Mishnah in Masechta Nida, Kama Yehei Kishua, how long is the period, how much time retroactively from the Zman HaLeda will we associate the dam with the Leda and not with Zivas? Rav Meir Omer, Kishua means the difficulty of seeing dam as attributed to the labor, that difficulty, the labor pains. So how much time is that? Rav Meir Omer, Oy Arboam, Oy Chamishim Yom. Either 40 or 50 days retroactive from the Zman Leda can be attributed to the Kushi of giving birth. Rabbi Yehuda says, Daya Chadasha. We don't give her 40 or 50 days. It's 1 month, as Rashi explains, that Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that Shipura Garam, this is the third wide line in the Rashi at the bottom of the Amud, Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is Shipura Garam, which means Shaifer Shebezdin Taikim Lekidush Garam Akishri. When Bezdin was Taikeya, the shofar, to announce the new month, that causes her to have the kishui, and therefore, it depends when she gave birth. If she gave birth the second day of the month, then there's only 2 days that we can attribute to the kushi of Leda. If it was 10 days, then it's only 10 days, 20 days, 20 days, and so on and so forth. In other words, in that calendar month, after she heard the shofar blowing of Bezdin to Mekadesh Chodesh, the amount of days until the birth, that we can attribute to Kushi Leda, and on that there would be no din of Ziva. Here comes again the partnership of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon Imrim. They say, Ein Kishri Yossi Mishtei Shavosses. When we speak about Kishri, it is at least two Shavosses, not less than that, but no more than that as well. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, and on this, Shmuel said, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. What is the din of Kiddush? This none we have learned in a Mishnah in Masechta Shviyas, in Masechta Klayim, HaMesachech Gafnoi Agabi Tvuosei Shachaveri. If somebody spreads his vine on top of the grain, on the wheat of his friend, and by doing that he is causing a mixture of Klaya Kerem, of the wheat and the vine, Hareza Kiddush, and here's where Rashi says, Loshim Pentigdash, he has created an Isser, he has made the wheat unfit because of the mixture with the Klaya Kerem. The Chayim Bakriyosa, he has caused damage to his friend's crops, and therefore he is Chayim for the loss. Divrei Rav Meir, this is the opinion of Rav Meir. And as Rav Meir holds, Adam Oyser Dover Shein Shloi, that a person can prohibit something that does not belong to him. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, I remember Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon disagree, and they say, as we turn to Daf Pegim Lamed Beis, Ein Adam Oyser Dover Shein Shloi. A person cannot prohibit something that does not belong to him. Tosfos on the top, Tosfos Ein Adam speaks out that of course if somebody took chalav or nevela and mixed it up with his friend's food, poured it over his friend's food, of course, the no one could eat that, and he would, of course, be causing damage to his friend. Everybody in that case agrees that Adam Oyster Dover Sheni Shalai. Here there is a machloikis, because Klayim is Tali and Kavana. If a person did not want to mix together the wheat and the vine, he didn't have a premeditated idea to do that, then in fact it would not become klaim. So since it's talking kavana, that's why there's a man d'yomer who holds that ein adam oisa dover she'en ishaloi, because it doesn't happen automatically, it happens with kavana. His friend doesn't want this to happen. So therefore, ein adam oisa dover she'en ishaloi, according to this shita. And here is where Shmuel said that the halach is like Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon, that ain't not a moisa dover shen shloi. Iboy Luda b'nei Yeshiva had a question about droiding this mali yomer Shmuel. We had before that Rav said the halach is like Rabbi Yosef about droiding this by our kava. What does Shmuel hold? Is Shmuel arguing on Rav? That Shmuel holds that the halach is like Rabbi Yosef only in these two cases, but not in Rav's two cases? Or does Shmuel, in fact, agree with Rav that the halach is like Rabbi Yosef in androgynous? Toshma, come in here, Domer Shmuel Ravanan, Shmuel said Ravanan, Leisa Lebraisa Mekami Masnisen, as we had in Amid Aleph, that Shmuel Shita is, that we take away the Braisa in front of the Mishnah. The Iker is like the Mishnah, that an androgynous has a din of a Vadai Zocher. And here will be Nageya, the Machlokas, Tosvis, Rashi and Tosvis on one side, and the Rashba, the Rabbeinu Chananel, the Riff and the Rambam on the other side. What was the Shita of the Bei Rav in Rav, Rav Huna in the name of Rav? What was his Shita? Did Rav Huna, Amar Rav, hold, in fact, like Shmuel on Amid Aleph, and here on Amid Beis, that the Iker is the Mishnah, that it's a Vadai Zohar, an androgynous? That's the sheet of Rashi and Tosfos. Then it would come out that the Gemara is saying here that Shmuel holds identically the same as Rav Huna Amar Rav. But if we go like the sheet of the Rashba and the Riff and the Ram and the Rabbeinu Chananel, that the Rav Huna Amar Rav was saying that the halach is like the first way Rav is brought down in the Gemara on Amid Aleph, at the top of the Amid, that Leisa Lemasnis Mekame Braisa, that the Iker is the Braisa, that Andreas has a din of a Suffolk Zohar, so then it would come out, according to those Shitas, that the Gemara here is saying that Shmuel, in fact, is arguing on the Bei Rav in the name of Rav. The Bei Rav, Rav Huna, holds that and androgynous has a din of a suffix zacher, and Shmuel held the Iker's of the Mishnah that it had a din of a vadai zacher. Hakava continues the Gemara, Mali Yomer Shmuel. What does Shmuel hold by the second halacha that Rav said, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi? By Hakava, by Shmita, how much time before Tosfos Shmita does it take for the Klita to take place, and he'll be over doing Malacha during Tosfos Shmita, Toshma, come in here, Domali Shmuel Ravanan, Shmuel said to Ravanan, Tani Kaman Yomer Shloishu Shloishim, not like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, Shtei Shabbosos, it takes 2 weeks, and it'll be 30 days of Tosfos Shvius, plus 2 weeks, you have to do all these malachas 2 weeks before the 30 days. And Shmuel says to Ravanan, no, the Iker is like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds all you need is 3 days and 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. So it'll come out that Shmuel here is disagreeing with Rav. Kaishi Mali Yomer Rav. Now the Gemara asks the other way. When Shmuel said that looks like Rabbi Yossi in two cases, in Kaishi and in Kiddush, what does Rav hold about Kaishi? The Gemara says, Teiku. We have no way of knowing exactly. We have no source to prove what Rav holds, whether the halach is like Rabbi Yossi pertaining to the din of Kaishi, that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon Shita is, that the Zman before Leda that we can attribute to Kaishi, and there's no din of Ziva, is Shtei Shabbosos. We do not know what Rav would hold b'negei that halacha. Kiddush Mali Yomer Rav, continues the Gemara. What does Rav hold b'negeya, the last halacha that Shmuel mentioned, which is Kiddush Negeya to Klaye HaKerem, whether Adam Oysu Dover Shein Shloi or not? Am Rabbi Yosef Toshma Adam Rav Huna Marav. Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, Ein Halacha Kirab Yosi. The halacha is not like Rabbi Yosi, but rather the halacha is that even by Klayim, Adam Oyser Dover She'ena Shaloi. So it would come out that Rav disagrees with Shmuel. Shmuel Paskins like Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon that ain't Adam Oyser Dover She'ena Shaloi. And Rav says, "Ein halacha k'Rav Yosef." Amar lei Abaye, said Abaye to him, "My chazas the smaycha hani. Why do you rely on that memra of Rav Huna Amar Rav? Ein halacha k'Rav Yosef. Smaycha hada Amar Rav Ada Amar Rav halacha k'Rav Yosef. Why don't you rely on what Rav Ada said in the name of Rav differently than Rav Huna said in the name of Rav? Rav Ada said in the name of Rav halacha k'Rav Yosef. Halacha is like Rav Yosef. So why are you smaycha on that and not on this?" So he answered him, "Amre Bei Rav Manu, who is the Bei Rav?" When we speak about the base measure of Rav, as the Gemara in Sanhedrin, as Rashi quotes here, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis says, that is Rav Huna. And we are going in the whole sugya that Rav Huna Amar Rav said that Allah is like Rav Yosi in two cases. Shmuel said that Allah is like Rav Yosi in two other cases. And we want to know, what does the Bei Rav in the name of Rav hold by the two cases of Shmuel? So we're not going with Rav Ada Shita. We're going with the Amri Bei Rav Shita. So who is that Rav Huna? Rav Huna Amri in Halacha. I'm responding to you, what does Rav Huna hold as far as when the psak is like Rabbi Yossi? So you, Shmuel, said that Allah is like Rabbi Yossi, that ain't not a Maisa Davishan Shloi. And I'm telling you that the one who's mechulik on you is Rav Huna, and Rav Huna in the name of Rav said that ain't halachic Rabbi Yossi. You're right. Rav Ada in the name of Rav said halachic Rabbi Yossi. It's a machloik is what Rav actually held. But our whole sugya here is going with Bei Rav. Bei Rav is Rav Huna. And Rav Huna, I found, Beferish holds, in this halacha, that ain't halacha Rabbi Yosi, and the halacha is that Adam Oyser Dover She'ena Shaloi. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda, Aymer Tumtum, the Gemara is now explaining the next member of our Mishnah where Rabbi Yehuda says, Tumtum She'nikra V'nim Tzachar, if you tore apart that skin that covers his Makam Erva and you found that he's a Zachar, Lo Yachlitz, he should not do Chalitza. Mipnei Shehu Kesaris, because by making this operation, you have caused him to be a Saris, or it reveals that he is a Saris, that he's unable to have children. Ask the Gemara, Amar Rav Ami, my Ovelei Rabbi Yehuda Latumtim Debiri, what is Rabbi Yehuda going to do with the Tumtim of this place, Biri? What happened with that Tumtim? The Aisvu Abe Kursei, they put him on a surgical chair. Ve'ikra, they tore open that membrane. Ve'oyle Chevabonim, and subsequently he had seven children. So you see that it is possible for this Saurus to have children. How could Rabbi Yehuda say that he is definitely a Saurus? Rabbi Yehuda Amarlei, Rabbi Yehuda will say, Chazor Albanov, you better check out his children, Me'ayinheim, from where are they? As Rashi says, Ishtai Zinsa, his wife committed Znus. Einachanami, I believe it's not possible for him to have children. I, his wife, had children. She committed adultery. Tanya, we learned in a braisa, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yosi, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, says, Tumtum lo yachloitza, tumtum should not do chalitza, shema yikra v'nimtza sris chamo. Maybe if you open up that membrane, you will find that he is a sris chamo, shema, suffix. What is a sris chamo? The Orach says that because of fever, he became unable to have children, and the Rambam and the Rav says that it means that since he first saw the light of day, and that was from birth, he didn't become a Saurus, but rather he was born a Saurus. So we have here a machloikis between Rav Yehuda and his son, Rav Yosi bar Rav Yehuda, whether a tumtum has a halacha once it's nikra, once the skin has been ripped open, whether he has a din of a vadai soros or he has a din of shema, of a suffix soros. The Gemara asks, what does Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda mean? Maybe you'll find that he is a zochor, but he might be a sris chama. Ought to call the mikra zochor havi. Why don't you say it's another suffix? A tumtum is a suffix zochor and suffix nekeva. So it could be that you shouldn't do chalitza, not because he's a zocher who's a soros, but because maybe he's an akeva. So the Gemara says, you're right, hachti kamer, that's what he meant to say. Number one, Shema Yikriv Nimtza Nekeva. Maybe you'll tear it open and find that she is in fact a Nekeva, this Tumtum. And according to the Gears of the Bach, V'im Nimtza Zachar, and even if you'll find that he has Zachrus, he has a Aver like a Zachar, Shema Yimtza Srischama, maybe he will be found to be a Srischama, and therefore he should not do Chalitza. Because a Srischama is ineligible, since he can't have children, he is ineligible to do Yibam or Chalitza. Ask the Gemara, my Beinayu, what is the difference, as Rashi says, my Yikah Bein Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Lavua, what is the difference between Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, who holds it's a suffix Soros, and his father, Rabbi Yehuda, who held that it's a Vadi Soros? The bottom line is, in each case, that you cannot do Chalitza. Amar Rava, Lifso, B'makam Achen, V'lachlet, Shaloi, B'makam Achen, Yikah Beinayu. The difference will be in two cases. Number one, as Rashi explains, if there are other brothers and they want to do Yibam, but this Tumtum jumps the gun and he does Chalitza. So if you hold that he's a Vadei Soros, then his Chalitza is meaningless because he is not Chayiv to do Yibam or Chalitza since he's a Vadei Soros. And the obligation falls only on his brother. So what he did is meaningless. And therefore, they would still be able to do Yibam. And the second nafkamina, if you hold it's a Vadai Soros, then they could do Yibam. If you hold it's a Suffix Soros, so maybe his Chalitza did accomplish something. Maybe he was Chayiv. Maybe he's not a Soros. And therefore, that would prohibit them from subsequently doing Yibam because maybe his Chalitza was effective. The other nafkamina will be lachlet shaloi b'makam achen ikke b'nayu. The nafkamina is, if there are no other brothers, he's the only brother, so if you hold that he's a vadai soris, he would not do chalitza. If you held that he's a suffik soris, maybe he is obligated to chalitza, and therefore misuffik, he would have to do chalitza. That, these are the two nafkaminas between Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda and his father, Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Abba. Achva de Rabbi Yehuda bar Zivdi, and here the Gilyan Hashas. Here's the place where the Gilyan Hashas says that Roiver Shainim and Tosfos and Amud Aleph, as we saw, have the following girsa: Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, not Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, but Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Androgynous Chayovin Olav Skilu Mishnei Bekaimus. That if one has a relationship with a androgynous, He is chayiv skila if he has a bia with the androgynous in the front and in the back. That's what it means, shtei makaymus. Either in his zachrus from the back, as it will look at him as a vadai zachar, or in his nakvus, and then we would look at him as an akeva. But either way, the one who had a relationship with him would be chayiv because of mishkav zchor, of living with a zohar. And here it's Rav Huna Amar Rav, and chayov and alav skila. This was Tosfos Ryan Amud Aleph, that Rav Huna Amar Rav shita is, that he's a zohar vadai, and that's why there's a chayiv skila. Meisvei, I'll ask you a question, Rav Lezer, Oimer, androgynous chayov and alav skila, kibbe zohar. Your chayv skila with an androgynous, just like with another zohar, b'med v'mamor b'zachr shaloi. That's only from the back, avol b'nakfer shaloi, but if he has relationship with him, in his simone nakvos, where he has simonim of being a female, so there, with the androgynous, potter, there is no chayv skila. So you said that it's chayv b'shtei mekoymos in the zachrus and the nakvus, and here we see it's only the zachrus, not the nakvus. The Gemara answers, who the Amar, he held like a different tana, ki hai tana desani, like the tana that we learned in the Brisa, Rav Samoy Yomer, androgynous, chayov and alof skilu b'shtei mekoymos, then androgynous, your chayv skilu from two places. My time is Rav Samoy, what is talking to the reason of Rav Samoy? Amar Rava, it says Rava, Barhamduri, this person called Barhamduri, Azbruli explained it to me. It's based on a pasuk. The pasuk says in Vayikra Yud Ches, "Vezocher loy sishkav mishkeve isha ta'eva hi." So we see the Gemara learns out that the Pashtu Pshat is that you shouldn't have a relationship with a Zohar in one of the places that one can have a relationship with an Akeva, which is B'yishalai Kedarka, from the back. You shouldn't have such a relationship with a Zohar. But the Gemara here is darshaning that there is a Zohar who can have two Bias, from two Makaymas, two places. Ezeh Zohar She'esh by Shnei Mishkavos. Which Zohar is it that has two possibilities? Heavy Oimer is Zeh Androgynous. I would say this is an Androgynous because he can have a Bia Derech Zachrus in the back or Derech Nakvus. And the Torah prohibits both of them. So that's why Rav Samoy Shita is that with an Androgynous, the person is Chayiv Skila Shnei Mekaymes from two places. Rabbanon. What are the Rabbanon who disagree with Rav Samoy? How do they darshan the pasuk? Afal gav this be shnei mishkavos. Even though you're right, the zocher could, this androgynous could in fact have a relationship with in two places. But es zocher ksiv. The pasuk says es zocher. You're only chayiv in a zocher who has mishkavei yisha. You're only chayiv for the one that you are doing from the back, and not from the nakvus, not from the female area. V'rabbonon, zocher greida minolahu. How do the rabbon, if they darshan the pasuk, for a androgynous, that you're only chayv with an androgynous in the makom zachrus, so how do they know, how do they darshan out a zocher alone, a regular zocher, who's not an androgynous, how do they know that a zocher is chayv for Mishkevei Isha, if he has relationship with that Zohar in the back? The Gemara answers, and here we'll go with the Girsas of Bach for the next line. The Bach says, Mi ve'es. We learn it from ve'es, that es is an extra word. It could have said ve'zohar le'sishkav Mishkevei Isha. So from that we learn out, not only the halacha of an androgynous, that you're over in the Makom Zachrus, but a regular Zohar, you're over from the back as well. Continues the Gemara with the Girsas Habach, Isha Shaloi Kedarka Minole. So now if you're darshaning the whole pasuk for androgynous and for a regular Zohar, so how in fact do you know that Bia Shaloi Kedarka from the back with a woman is also Chayiv? If it's an Arias, that both Mekoimus on an Isha would be Chayiv because of Arias. So the Gemara says, May Isha, because since it says in the pasuk, Mishkevei Isha. So Mimela we learn out, not only it's the Zohar in Mishkevei Isha, but it's the Isha in Mishkevei Isha as well. So whether it's a Bia Kedarka or it's a Bia Shaloi Kedarka. Amar of Shizbi, Amar of Chizda, Loi Lechol, Amar of Eliezer, Androgynous Zohar Ma'al Yehu. We saw that the Shita of Eliezer is that an androgynous has a din of a vadi zocher, and therefore someone having a relationship with the androgynous would be chayiv skila, like having a relationship with a zocher. But Rabbi Lezer didn't say this across the board, that an androgynous has a loch of a vadi zocher. She'im ha'toimer kein, if you're going to say that he held that it has a loch of a vadi zocher, b'migdoshin yigdash, when it's negea korbanis, if a korban has a behema, for example, is an androgynous. It has simani zachrus and nakvus. You should be able, if it's a vadi zachar, why aren't you able to bring it as a korban? And we will soon see that Rav Lezer Shita is that you cannot bring it as a korban. It's not considered a vadi zachar legaberi korbanos. Uminon dolei kodesh. Gemara says, how do you know, in fact, Rav Lezer holds that you cannot bring it as a korban? The Tana Rabban we learned, hanirva. And here we're speaking about a bird that a person was roveya, had a relationship with. Vahamukta, or a bird that was set aside for being served as an avodah zar. Vahanevad, and a bird that was actually served as an avodah zar. Voa esnan, a bird that was given as esnan zona to a zona, as payment to the zona, umechir, or a bird that was sold for a dog. Vitumtum androgynous, or a bird that's a tumtum or an androgynous, in all of these cases, tamei and begotim abeis ablia. This oif tohar will be metame, a person who swallows the bird, and it will be metame the begotim that the person is wearing. The halacha is that a nevela of an oif tohar is not metame b'maga by touching or b'masa by carrying. like the nevela of a behema, but rather the only place it's matam is when the person swallows it. And when the person swallows it, not only does he become tummy, but his begotten become tummy as well. And since all of these cases are possible as a korban, and what do we do shechita on a oif with? Malika, we do it with the thumb from the back of the neck of the oaf, but that's only good if it's brought as a korban. But if it's possible as a korban, then in fact this bird did not have shechita, and therefore the bird is an avela, and the male will be matama begotten based on bliya. That's the shechita of the Tana Kama. Reb Lezer Oimer, Reb Lezer says, no. Tumtum mandragnis ain't matama begotten based on bliya. Tumtum mandragnis are not matama begotten based on bliya. Shahoy Reb Lezer Oimer, Reb Lezer said, kol mokum shenem zocher nekeva. Buy a behema where it says zocher nekeva, atom moitzi tumtum mandragnis bin beinayim. You are moitzi tumtum and androgynous, and you say that they're no good. And we don't say, for example, by shlomim, where you could bring a zocher or an akeva, we don't say, well, the androgynous is memanevshech, it's either a zocher or an akeva. We don't look at it that consider it there a zocher vadai, as Reb Lezer holds all over. No, here's the place where we see Reb Lezer does not hold legabi karbonis that we can consider it a zocher vadai, or even to say memanevshech, it's either a zocher and a akeva, and it should be good as a shlomim. If you need a zocher vadeh in a cave of vadeh, and androgynous is not a zocher vadeh or in a cave of vadeh, legabe kiddush, legabe mugdash, legabe korbanis, it's no good. However, by oif, v'oif, hoil v'loinam, or by zocher in a cave, it doesn't say by oif either a zocher in a cave, iato maitzi tumtum androgynous, v'nem. You cannot be maitzi tumtum androgynous. Tumtum androgynous are acceptable by an oif legabe kachim, and therefore the malika helps. Therefore, it's not a nevela, and therefore, in fact, it will not be matama begotim abeis sabliya. By swallowing it, the person's begotim will not become tummy. Taisa says that ain't a chanami. If so, Reb Lezer could have said, not only it's not matama begotim abeis sabliya, but in fact, it's kosher as a korban. However, since the Tanakhama said it is matama, Reb Lezer retorted that it's not matama. But in fact, the first sheet of Taisa says that according to Reb Lezer, you could bring it as a korban. The second sheet in Taisa at the end, at the bottom of our Amid, says that Oishema mid Rabbanim Asurim Lakrava. Ain't a chanami, it's a din de Rabbanim, you can't bring it as a krava, you can't bring it as a korban. However, since mid Arise it's kosher Lakrava, because there's no din of Zocher Nekeva by Oif, and therefore an androgynous according to Reb Lezer is kosher Lakrava, that's why it's not Matam Begadim Abeis Abliya. That's why Reb Lezer mentioned it's not Matam Begadim Abeis Abliya. It won't be kosher Lakrava mid Rabbanim. But meanwhile, we see by a behema clearly that Reb Lezer holds that where you need zocher vadai, nekeva vadai, and androgynous is not considered a zocher vadai, and that's why the Gemara said before that loy lechol amar Reb Lezer androgynous zochem al you. Legabe skila, legabe the halacha of mishkav schur, he is considered a zocher vadai. However, legabe korbanis, the behemoth that's an androgynous, is not considered a zocher vadai. Continues the Gemara, amar Nachum bar Yitzchok, afanan nami tanina. We have learned this also in a Mishnah in Masechta Tmura, that Rabbi Eliezer does not consider an androgynous a vadei zocher benogeya korbanos. And before we get into the Mishnah in Masechta Tmura, a brief introduction. If a person is magdish a korban, he creates a kedushas haguf, the essence of the behema has kedusha in the behema. If a mum transpired, if there was a mum in the animal after he was magdishit, then he is able to be poda the animal. But even after pidgin, the animal has a halach of psule hamagdashin, and some of the kedushas haguf is retained, and it is osur begizav avoda. It's not permitted to shear the wool of the sheep, for example, or to do avoda with the animal. And it is only permissible to be eaten. What happens if a person is magdish a balmum? The mum was there before the hegdish. Then there is no kedushas haguf that's chal on the animal. It is not roy from day one to be brought as a korban. And therefore, even after pidgin, it is mutter begiza va'avoda. However, when we speak about the halacha of tmura, where the Torah tells us if someone wishes to substitute tov bara or ra betov, a good animal for a bad one, or a bad animal for a good one. The halach is, says the Torah, v'hoyahu t'murasa yiyah kodesh, that the original animal and the substitute animal both are kodesh. And if the t'mura does not have a mum in it, it will also be brought as a korban. The original korban remains, plus the substitute is brought as well. If the t'mura has a mum in it, then in this case, even though the mum preceded the t'mura, but since the Torah said hu t'murasa yiyah kodesh, therefore there is a kedushas haguf on this bal mum t'mura, and it remains like psuli amakdashin, and therefore here it will be aser begiz of avoda. So a regular korban of a bal mum, where the mum was before the hegdish, there is no kedushas haguf. It is not psuli amakdashim. It is mutter begiz of avoda, and t'mura on a bal mum, there is kedushas haguf, it is psul yamakdashim, and it will be usr begiz of avod. If the animal had a psul, like we had before, of muktzah or nevad, then, of course, it is usr to bring as a korban. But here, the animal does maintain a kedushas haguf, and it needs a mum in order to be potit. And after it has a mum and one is poted, it has the status of psuli amakdashin, and it will be also begiz of avoda, and so also the tmura of this nevad or muktza will also, of course, have kedushas haguf, and it will be also begiz of avoda. However, and now we begin the Mishnah Masechta Tmura that our Gemara is quoting, Rabbi Eliezer Reimer, as we turn to Daf Pei Dalet Amud Aleph, Haklayim, an animal, the next animals that we are going to mention, has a physical defect. The klayim is an animal that's born from a mixture of a goat and a sheep. Or utrefa, an animal that has a certain kind of fatal defect in it, the yotzei dofen, and an animal that was born through a cesarean section, or tumtum vandroigenes, says Rabbi Eliezer, loy kedoshim, they are not holy, v'loy magdishim, and they do not make something else holy as well. And what does this refer to? V'yomer Shmuel, and Shmuel explained Rabbi Eliezer's words, loy kedoshim b'tmura. They do not make another animal to become a substitute, even though we learned before a tmura, which is a balmum, there will be a kedushas haguf, and it will be psulei hamikdashin. However, here the defect is so great, the physical defect in the animal is so great, that it will not cause a substitute. There will not be a din of tmura of such a physical defect. And also, loy mikachin ba'oisei tmura. As Rashi explains, if this treifa itself was kaddish, and how could the treifa be kaddish? Rashi explains, because it was made kaddish before it became a treifa, so it cannot affect tmura either. It cannot be the recipient of tmura, neither can it affect tmura on another animal. So shma mina, from this halach of Rabbi Lezer, we see that since androgynous is one of the animals with a physical defect that Rabbi Eliezer mentions in the Mishnah Masechta Tmura, and there Rabbi Eliezer says that it has no kedusha, it doesn't even have the din of tmura, which tmura usually is chal on, for example, a mum. There is a din of psula mikdashin, but by this physical mum, it's so great that even by tmura, it is not chal. So we see clearly from this halacha Rabbi Eliezer that an androgynous is not considered a vare zocher legabe karbonis, and that's why there is no kedusha in the animal itself or in its tmur shmamina. This is a very excellent raya that this is Rabbi Lezer Shita, that it's only legabe the din of mishkav zechur that an androgynous is called a zocher, so that there will be an iser skila. But legabe kola toira, legabe, for example, karbonis, he does not say his din of vare zocher benageya to karbonis. Continues the Gemara to explain the next din that we learned before, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Chayav and Olav, Skila Kezacher. Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Omer, Rebbe said, Kishalachti lil mitare etzel Rabbi Lozer ben Shemuel. When I went to learn Torah by Rav Lozer ben Shemuel, Chibru alai talmidov, his chaverim gathered around me, and they were very sharp talmidim, and they were kitarne golem shel beis bukia. They were like the roosters of the place called beis bukia. Rashi seems to learn that bukia means they were bekiyim, as the last Rashi in our parak says, bekiyim v'charifim. They were sharp ones. The Tarnagolim of Beis Bukia did not allow other Tarnagolim to come amongst them, and so too the Talmidim of Rabbi Lozer ben Shamua were very sharp, like these Tarnagolim. Bekiyim, they were very knowledgeable and sharp, and they didn't let anybody else learn there. They only let me learn one thing. They only let me learn one thing which we have learned in our Mishnah. And what is that? What is that one halacha? That Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Rebbe Eliezer says, Androgynous Chayovin Olav Skilik Zocher, that an androgynous is considered a Vadei Zocher, and therefore, if one has a relationship, a Mishkav Schur relationship with the androgynous, he has a halacha of a Vadei Zocher, and therefore one would be Chayiv Skila for this relationship, like a zohar. That was the one halacha that Rebbe learned. Hadrin halacha oral, hadrin halacha oral, hadrin halacha oral.